Hear that? Senior Lieutenant Valery Mikhailovich Komanov had his head outside the top hatch of the tank turret that composed the business end of his bunker. It was the turret of an ancient JS-3 tank. Once the more fearsome part of the world's heaviest main battle tank, this turret had never gone anywhere except to turn around. As part of a bunker, it was only marginally slower than the original tank, which had been underpowered at best, but the monster 122mm gun still worked, and worked even better here, because underneath it was not the cramped confines of a tank, but rather a spacious concrete structure which gave the crewmen room to move and turn around. Theirs was the rearmost of the platoons, sitting on the south slope of Hill 432, its summit was 432 meters high, facing the north side of the first rank of hills over the Amur Valley. Those hills were a lot shorter and also had bunkers on them, but those bunkers were fakes. Engines, agreed Komanov's sergeant. A fucking lot of them. The lieutenant hopped down from his perch inside the turret and walked to the phone switchboard. He lifted the receiver and punched the button to the regimental command post, 10 kilometers north. This is post 5-6 Alpha. We can hear engines to our south. Very well, keep me informed. Yes, comrade, out. His most forward bunker was post 5-9 on the south slope of the first rank of hills. He punched that button. This is Lieutenant Komanov. Can you see or hear anything? We see nothing, the corporal there answered. But we hear tank engines. Movement, the Komanov's gunner said. Movement on Rice Ridge. That was what they called the first ridge line in Chinese territory. Infantrymen. Move, the lieutenant told the crewman who'd taken his place in the command hatch. He reclaimed the tank commander's seat. Get me the headset. Now he'd be connected to the phone system with a simple push-button microphone. With that, he could talk to his other 11 crews or to regiment. This is post 50. We have a lot of movement. Looks like infantry on the north slope of Rice Ridge. Estimate regimental strength. So? Peng asked. At your command, Colonel Hua Chenggong replied. Peng and his staff were forward of their guns in a command post vehicle, the better to see the effect of their fire. But 70,000 feet over General Peng's head was Marilyn Monroe. Each of the Dark Star drones had a name, and given the official name of the platform, the crews had chosen the names of movie stars, all of them, of course, of the female persuasion. A directional antenna cross-linked the take to a satellite, which then distributed it to many places. The nearest was Gigansk. The farthest was Fort Belvoir, Virginia, within spitting distance of Washington, D.C., and that one sent its feed to any number of classified locations. Unlike most spy systems, this one showed real-time, movie-type imagery. Looks like they're getting ready, sir, an Army staff sergeant observed to his boss, a captain. And sure enough, you could see soldiers ramming shells into the breaches of their field pieces. How many guns total, sergeant? The captain asked. North of 600, and that's just in this here sector, Captain, plus 400 mobile rocket launchers. We spotted air assets yet? No, sir. Eagle 7 to Zebra over, the AWACS senior controller radioed back to Gigansk. Zebra to 7, reading you 5x5, the major running the ground base replied. We got bogeys, call it 32, coming north out of Xiping, estimate their Sierra uniform 27s. Who do we have to meet them? Our Russian friends out of Nelkan. Okay, let's get the Russians alerted. Eagle 7 to Black Falcon 10. We have Chinese fighters 300 kilometers bearing 196 your position. Angel 30, speed 500 knots. They're still over Chinese territory, but not for much longer. Understood, the Russian captain responded. Give me a vector. Recommend intercept vector 200. Maintain current speed and altitude. Roger. On the E-3B's radar displays, the Russian Su-27s turned to head for the Chinese Su-27s. The Russians would have radar contact in about 9 minutes. General, a call from the American technical mission at Gigansk, Tolkunov said. This is General Bondarenko. Hello, this is Major General Gus Wallace. I set up the reconnaissance shop here. We just put up a stealthy recon drone over the Russian-Chinese border. We show people getting ready to fire some artillery at you, General. How much? Most I've ever seen, upwards of 1,000 guns total. I hope your people are hunkered down, buddy. The whole damned world's about to land on them. What can you do to help us? I can start putting fighters up, but not much in the way of bombs. We hardly have any to drop. I have an AWACS up now, supporting your fighters in the Chulmon area, but that's all for now. Thank you, General Wallace. Bondarenko hung up and looked at his staff. He says it's going to start at any moment. And so it did. Lieutenant Komonov saw it first. The line of hills his men called Rice Ridge was suddenly backlit by the muzzle flashes of numerous field guns. We are under attack, Comrade Colonel. Massive artillery fire to the south. Guns and rockets coming our... Then the first impacts came, mainly near the river, well to his south. Comrade Colonel, our country is at war. The Chinese rockets were targeted well behind him. Post 5-9, this is 5-6 Alpha. What can you see? We just spotted a rubber boat coming out of the trees on the south bank. More, many of them. Maybe 100, maybe more. Regiment, this is 56 Alpha. Fire mission, Komonov called over the phone. The gunners 10 kilometers back were at their guns. The fire mission was called in, and the first Russian counterstrokes in the war just begun were fired. Unknown to them, a firefinder radar was trained on their positions. The millimeter wave radar tracked the shells in flight, and a computer plotted their launch points. The Russian gunfire died in less than 5 minutes. Regiment, this is 5-6 Alpha. Why has our fire stopped? Our guns were taking counter-battery fire from the Chinese. They're trying to get set back up now. Now listen, do not expose your positions unnecessarily. Let them in close before you open up. Very close.